So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Hi, this is Harshita Srivastava, student of class 9th.
And I'm Tanish Kaushik of class 11th.
We are from LVIS, situated in Noida, currently in the geeky and bustling city of Bangalore, capital of Karnataka.
And man, what an amazing weather we have here. It makes me want to go out and explore. Anyways, in this edition of Terra Talk, we have the other two members of our team, the Lotusy and Simran.
Good evening, listeners of Terra Talk.
And Saksham.
Hey people, how's it going?
Who are going to share their experiences and interpretation of this trip.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
Welcome back, the listeners of Terra Talk. I recall our conversation being about what our school trip taught us about India. So Saksham, what do you think is worth mentioning briefly?
Honestly, the only reason I came was because of my friends, but surprisingly, I've noticed some differences that I'm proud of noticing, since I'm not much of an observer. The first thing I noticed was that the environment is much more welcoming and cleaner than Delhi. Also, the geography here in South is quite varied and distinctive.
I think you mean topography.
Yes, my bad.
What about you, Simran? What's your take on the subject?
One observation is that the people are more educated and there's a significant difference in the response they give compared to Delhi Heights. Secondly, the heritage. I was completely blown away by the architecture and layouts of certain tourist spots like the Mysore Palace and the Tipu Sultan Summer Palace. Also, the willingness of the people to maintain their heritage. For example, in the Mysore Palace, we were required to remove our shoes, not for religious reasons, but to preserve the floor of the palace.
Totally, but I've also noticed that people here have better moral values. Remember when we were traveling back to Mysore and stopped by a shop? A shopkeeper came up to us to give us change after we had left.
And in the Mysore Palace, a boy selling roses gave me a rose even though I asked for nothing in return because I wanted to help. But what the boy said completely blew me away. He said that I would rather earn than beg. So overall, I think EdTerra organized the trip really well, and we faced no problems whatsoever. I will definitely keep this trip in fond memory. Thank you, EdTerra, for that.
Also our teachers, who chaperoned us so well, the school for giving us the opportunity to go on this wonderful trip, and the other students that made this trip worth remembering.
Wait, we have to thank the audience as well for tuning in with us and reaching the end of this podcast.
With this, we conclude our podcast. Goodbye.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.